President Obama's strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan includes a pledge to deploy more troops to defeat al-Qaeda militants and their allies, but also includes a greater emphasis on regional diplomacy and economic development. Roy Gutman, foreign editor of McClatchy Newspapers, is the author of a recent book on Afghanistan. He says not only are foreign leaders welcoming the Obama administration's new strategy in the region, but it is also gaining bipartisan support in the United States.
The principal problem is the fact that al-Qaeda, having started up in Afghanistan in the 1990s and then been forced to flee from the country after 9/11 and the American invasion, then took new root in Pakistan in the tribal areas. I think this is the first time the United States has ever had a strategy for Afghanistan, for Pakistan, for fighting terrorism in that part of the world and for helping those countries develop. Everything up until now has been ad hoc.
In addition to committing 17,000 more U.S. troops and 4,000 trainers to Afghanistan, Mr. Gutman explains the new American strategy focuses on regional economic development and on diplomatic initiatives.
The Afghan economy is heavily dependent on opium poppy growing and heroin production. You need basically to help Afghans come up with real crops and a real economy. You know, you need roads, schools, local authorities. In Pakistan, the issue is in the tribal areas. There's been minimal investment by the state in those tribal areas. And that's the kind of place where radical organizations like Qaeda and the Taliban can take root.
On the diplomatic side, Mr. Gutman says one of the biggest problems Washington faces is how to deal with Afghanistan and Pakistan in a way that would prove mutually beneficial.
American interests are the main object of American foreign policy, but you can't achieve them if you don't work with those countries in terms of what they see as their interests.
Afghan journalist Nabi Misduck says the Obama strategy for Afghanistan is generally well-conceived, but notes many Afghans worry about the increase in U.S. troop levels. He says there needs to be more emphasis on reconstruction and on bringing dissidents, including members of the Taliban, into the Afghan government.
Unfortunately, in the past 7 years, there has been very little accountability, and most of the money for the construction projects have not delivered. The elections are coming in Afghanistan, and if the correct person is elected and he comes with a team who are really dedicated to work for construction and for peace and stability in Afghanistan, and these foreign advisors will be there to help them, I'm sure it will make a lot of difference.
American University professor Akbar Ahmed praises the new U.S. strategy. An anthropologist, journalist, diplomat, and former high commissioner of Pakistan's Balochistan province, Professor Ahmed was also in charge of the northwest tribal region of Waziristan. He warns of the enormity of the problems that must be overcome to help stabilize Pakistan.
It's a much bigger challenge than I think President Obama realizes. If it is not implemented on the ground, I see some serious hurdles. The government of Pakistan has to retake the tribal areas, reestablish its own authority. The administrators, like I was, have been marginalized in the last 8 years thanks to President Musharraf's military dictatorship. Secondly, he has to focus on the madrasas, the religious schools. Unless they can be reformed, you will have thousands of youngsters coming out with very little on their mind except a desire to defend Islam.
Professor Ahmed says Pakistan faces other major hurdles as well. Among them, he says, are the political rift between President Zardari and former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, the tensions between the army and the government, and the collapse of law and order in much of Pakistan. For example, Mr. Ahmed points to this week's terrorist attack on the police training center outside Lahore, where 8 people were killed. In claiming responsibility for the attack, Pakistani Taliban leader Baitullah Masood said they were in retaliation for U.S. drone attacks that kill innocent people, particularly women and children. Akbar Ahmed describes those drone attacks as an unmitigated disaster.
The fact of the matter is that they create so much ill will that they become counterproductive. They create anger and resentment in entire regions and put further pressure on a shaky Pakistan government and fuel anti-Americanism.
Meanwhile, in The Hague, officials from more than 70 countries and a dozen organizations at last Tuesday's UN conference on Afghanistan stressed the importance of international and regional cooperation to rebuild the war-torn nation. They also agreed to work jointly to improve security and foster economic and political development in Afghanistan. And U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Afghan President Hamid Karzai offered reconciliation to Taliban members who stop fighting, renounce extremism, and accept the Afghan constitution. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.